Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 29th of May. Yesterday, the US Trade Court ruled large swathes of US President Trump's trade taxes to be illegal, including tariffs imposed on products from the penguins of the Heard and McDonald Islands. About half of this year's tax increases are to be affected by this ruling. Separately, Trump megadonor announced that they will be stepping away from their informal position within the administration. Financial markets have been reacting positively. However, some note of caution is needed. The US has not reset to its factory settings. On the surface, the trade ruling lifts half of what has been a considerable potential tax burden from the shoulders of US consumers and companies. That is a positive for the US economy. But the main consequence of this is to be uncertainty increasing. The decision will be appealed, and the US Supreme Court has deferred to Trump in preference to legal precedent in some past rulings. Trump will certainly attempt to find other pieces of trade legislation that can be pressed into service. Thus, other routes with which to increase US consumers' tax burdens may spring into existence. Taxes on steels and autos, amongst other things, are also unaffected by the ruling. But there is yet more uncertainty beyond the wrangling of lawyers and the possibility of the ruling being overturned. What does this mean for the non-binding trade agreement with the UK? The agreed US tax cuts on UK products have not, in fact, so far happened. Will the UK continue to try and force the terms of the informal agreement into something more concrete if the legality of the US threats are in question? What will happen with the current EU trade talks or the China trade talks? Is there any point negotiating seriously if the status of US threats is in legal limbo? Critically, why should any business commit to a long-term investment or employment decision in the US today while there's this level of uncertainty over the costs of business in the United States? Already, the uncertainty created by the wild swings in Trump's policies was impacting business activity. We're now adding another layer to that uncertainty. The price increases in the US that have already happened in anticipation of tariffs, or which have been attributed to tariffs, whether justified or not, are likely to remain in place. And, as mentioned, steel and auto tariffs are unaffected by this. Existing tariffs, where they have been collected, will not, it seems, be returned. Companies that have already persuaded their customers to accept price increases are thus unlikely to cut prices, just because there's a chance that tariffs will be removed. If tariffs are not allowed to be enforced during the appeal process, companies are less likely to implement price increases, as the narrative for why prices are rising will be disrupted. If tariffs are allowed to stand during the legal appeal process, some companies may still delay price increases in the hope that this is a short-lived tax. This would be an instance where companies would absorb tariffs for a brief period of time. These effects may delay the inflation increases in the US beyond the anticipated June-July hit. The US Federal Reserve minutes quite explicitly suggested that the Fed was very much in a wait-and-see mode on policy. While the minutes now refer to an increasingly different set of economic circumstances, the underlying uncertainties that motivated the Fed to pause on policy have in fact increased, not lessened, as a result of recent events. We will be getting US first quarter GDP revisions today. These numbers are not accurate, and they will be revised a great deal in the future. They're also being distorted by the behavior of US consumers and companies in anticipation of the trade taxes that have been imposed. We know, for instance, that consumers in Democrat-leaning states were more inclined to purchase selected durable goods in anticipation of trade taxes at the start of this year. So, today's data is not likely to reduce uncertainty about what happens next, but it is likely to remind investors, at least in part, of the strength of the US economy before the recent uncertainty began. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG.
regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.